Viter in Shas. We are in Chulin Dav Chav Tes. Beginning on Chav Chesam Beis by the bottom of the page, about a third of the way up by the two dots. The words are Chatzi Echad Be'Of. So we said if someone does Chatzi Echad, half of one by an oaf, or one and a half by an animal, then it's going to be no good. Shechita is going to be no good. Yeah, it's my Rav Amar Mech Samech Sekerov. Rav said if you have fitty, it's like Rov. Rashi's Kasaka Taitech Le'inyan Shechita Gamar. We think that we're talking right now Shechita. Klomar. Simon shechetzio shachet. If you have a simon, half it's a shechet. If chetzio ain't a shechet, half is not. Have a ki'ilu rov shachet kasher. It's like majority is shechted, and it's kasher. So Rav Amar Mechzal Mesa is kerov. Rav Kahana Amar Mechzal Mesa ain't a kerov. Therefore, ain't gonna be good. Ain't my rov nothing doing. Rav Amar Mechzal Mesa kerov. How come? Because Hachi Amar Rachmana Lamoshe. This is what Hashem said to Moshe. What does that mean? This is what Hashem said to Moshe. It means to say that lo teshayer ruba. When you shecht an animal, do not leave over the rove. So what does that mean? If you did half of it, then that itself is going to be good. Says Rashi, what does that mean? That is that Rachmana Lemoshe, kishem maser Lemoshe hilchos shechita. When Hashem gave over the halachas of shechita to Moshe Rabbeinu al peh, he told it to him, lo teshayer ruba, don't leave over rov. V'hada amar shenitzav Moshe lishchot rov, and that which we say that you have to do rov, hainu mechsa al mechsa, dekivin de lo yishtayer ruba, rov shachat karlis. That is mechsa mechsa, since you don't leave over rov, therefore it's considered like you did rov. Lo teshayer ruba. Don't leave over the majority. Rav Kahana, my Rav Kahana says, Mechsal Mechsa ain't a krov. No, fitty is not like krov. Hachi Amar Le'Rachmana Le'Moshe, this is what Hashem was saying to Moshe when telling him al peh how to do it. Shchot rubo. He said, shecht half of it. As opposed to the first one he said, don't leave over half. Here he's saying, shecht half of it. And therefore, right, this is again, Toshim al peh, Lecha Moshe Misinai. Therefore, he's saying you got to do majority of it. Half is not enough. Simon, chatzi ketina gargaris pegima. So now we learned in the Mishnah, chatzi echad be'of. If you did half with an of, echad v'chetzi be'vim, shechitas apsula. Iyamart mechsa mechsa kerov. But if you say that fitty is considered rov, like Rav said, then am I a puzzle? Why would it be puzzle? Over there, rov, he did rov. And the Gemara, midrabanan, echad really is good. Midrabanan, dilma lo asilam ev v'palgam. Maybe you wanted to doing even half. Rashi silva midaraisa, kasha v'nafgamina delo mitame. Be nevela. The nafkamina will be not to be metame with nevela. That is, if you did 50-50, all right, then we're going to say it's not nevela, but we're not going to say it's good because of a suffix that maybe it is a problem, and therefore we're not going to be able to eat it. Okay, number two, Omer of Ketina Toshama Chilkol Eshtayim. Let's say you go ahead and you shechted it into two. What are we talking about over here? Well, I'm glad you asked. Rashi says, Tanor Shenitma. If you have a Tanor oven that became Tame, Ein Lo Tahara, you can't be tired. Ella Netitza. The only way is to break it. Kedachsiv, Yutatz, God break it. Vim Nishtayar Rubo and Mishalim Lav Netitza. And if you leave majority of it, Shalim, that it's not considered like it is broken. We're talking over here that these kelim are made out of cheres. So therefore, you can't put in the mikveh to be metaret. That's the only way to do it. All right, so in our case, the person wanted to go metaret off him, but he also wanted to make sure that he didn't have to smash it and put together a million little pieces. So he divided it into two pieces, trying to do it in an exact way. And therefore, if you do it exactly, then consider like it's broken. If either piece would be more than the majority of the tame oven will still be there, and we wouldn't look at the oven like it was smashed, and therefore like it was pure, right? Is that gezakt? The Heilige Rashi, right? So what happens if Schilkel Shneim, if you did it in two, Vein Shoven, and they're equal, Shneim Tameim, both of them are going to be Tameh, Lefi She'i Efsha Letzamtzim, because we can't be exacting in how much it is. We're not going to know exactly if it's 50-50. Since it's like almost impossible, it's basically practically impossible to get it exact over there. So we can say that one is going to be bigger than the other, and therefore the majority is still there, and it's going to be tummy. Since, however, the pieces are too close to be able to tell, each one is looked at like it's the one that's tummy. Fish EF shall the same same. I'm saying, what's the mashmos? What's it saying? That if you were able to get exact tahara, then both of them would be tahar, and since each one is only half and not the majority, Amai Tahorin, correct the Gemara. Why, according to Rav, should it be Tahor? Zilacha Ikaruba. Let's go, that this one is Rov, Zilacha Ikaruba, and this one is Rov. Like, once we're saying half is like Rov, then each one of them is looked like the Rov, and the first should be Tame. Amarapa, Tre Rube Bechad Mana Leka. You can't have two roves in one thing. It doesn't make sense. Rashi is the high ruba, high miuta. Avale inyan shchita lo hiska rov ella bechaticha v'chi karina palga rov chatoch leka de kamechashim de machishlei the high palga de kam de kai lo mikri rov shalem. Right. So we think with shchita, this idea of rov applies only to the part that's cut, since the din of shechita requires somebody to cut the bigger part, but this is the other part is left, you know, not cut. So when you do like this, then this pipe is looked at like majority, like it's cut. But there's no halachic chiyav to the uncut part, so it's impossible to call the uncut part the uncut majority. So therefore, that would still be okay. Toshma, let's try again. Shachet chatzi gargeret shaba. Let somebody shechted a chetzi, only half of the gargaris, and then he did shiye, paused, right? This is the trachea. Beep, turn the page. Chosez vav. Kedei shchita acheres, as much as necessary, you wait the amount of time it takes to do a whole new shchita. Rashi says, hainu shir shia, that's what shir shia is. So you wait the amount of time that it takes to go a whole new shchita. Ugemara, and then he goes and he finishes it off. Then is shchita sukshera. The shchita will be kosher. Rashi says kasaka taitech bebehemakai. The way rov shnayim umar gemara the shchita. Does it mean they finished it? It means the shchita. Shchita sukshera. V'ya amart mechsa al mechsa karov. You say fidi is considered rov. Then itrifale. The animal has become a trefa. When the trachea is fully cut, the animal is a trefa. If you do majority, right, the greater part is considered like you did the whole thing. If you say that a half severed trachea is looked at like it's a majority, like Rav says, he says half is a majority, then a half trachea is considered fully shechted. So once the shechita, once he paused, the act of shechita stopped, and the half trachea is not going to make it into a trefa. Since the Braisa doesn't say that the half severed trachea is considered trefa, it must be that half is not considered rov, which goes against Rav. Says Gemara, mi savred ben hema? Who told you that we're talking about hema here? Lo, ba'of, we're talking about a chicken. It's going to be kasha manavshach, as the Gemara says. Mi manavshach. I mechsa mechsik rov, you say 50-50 is considered like rov. Havid le ruba. So then it was did rov. Rashi says, v'is kashri mikmeit shia. It became kasha before they did the pause and that waiting. I mechsa mechsik rov, you say 50-50 is not considered rov. He didn't do anything. Rashi said, Maisa Trefa, there's no Maisa Trefa over here. And therefore, it's going to be good. And since this Machlokas, Rav of Gahana, is not considered connected to his Brisa at all, then it's good, right? Because it's only talking about an oaf. Tashima! The Gemara is going to finally actually knock it off. Knock it off, Rav. Tashima. Haresh Haya Chati Kana Pagum. Let's hear the case where half of the bird's trachea was Pagum. Right, as we said in the past, the second was already half severed before the shechita. Also, we love kol shehu gemara, and you added a little bit to it, and you finished it. Shechita sukshir, the shechita is kosher. V'yomer mechzam mechzam karov, we say it's like 50-50 is like rov. Trefa avia, and this bird was already considered trefa before the shechita, before you did anything over there. So why does the Braisa say that the shechita is going to be good? It must come out that the Braisa holds that chetzi is not considered like a majority, the fernax of Rav. Amarava, shiny lean trefa. Then hold up a second. The din is different in reference to when we're dealing with a trefa, but how much of the trachea has to be split for it to be considered a trefa? To be in rova nearly naim. It's got to be the majority that is nearly naim that's able to be seen. Rashi says, klomar, rov gamor, Shunikar. It's like a complete rove, a complete majority of that. It's clear everyone can see what's going on. So since a animal doesn't become a trefa until the majority of its trachea is torn, and since in the Bryce's case only half of that was the case, only half of it was torn, so the Tana is saying that it's considered still okay, like when you do shechita. But the shechita itself, though, it's enough to do half of the pipe because half is considered like majority. Amalei Abaye, velo. So it says, no. Velo, kol dekenu. Isn't it kol dekenu, like a kol shekenu, that the shechita is going to entail the cutting of the actual majority of the pipe, right? That you're going to have to do majority. Umat shreifa, debimashahu mitrefa. In regard to a trefa, where even it's considered a trefa with the slightest problem, like let's say the esophagus or the lungs or the intestines have a little bit of a problem over there, Rashi says. Mat trefa, says Rashi, dika makomos tuva demitrefa buhu b'mashu, kagon nikevos nakfos aveshet v'areh b'dak, like we just said. Heche debina and ruba, yet, where do we need that it has to be at rov? But inan rov and nearly naim. It's got to be an actual majority. You see, shechita, the reference to shechita, da ad ikaruba lo miskasha, which is never going to be good unless you have rov, lo kosheken to be in rov and nearly naim. It's got to be rov lay naim. Therefore, sorry, you're out. Ela de kuliyama mechsa mechsa ain't a karov. Must be everyone holds. Mechsa is not considered like rov. Chiyitma de rav de rav kahana. What was the discussion of kavana? That's what Rashi pointed at the beginning. Because like a daitech, we're talking about shechita. But really, we're not talking about shechita. They do have mechlokas. But it's not about shechita. Inyan pesach itma. They're just talking about a korban pesach. This week's parasha, at least in Yisrael, Pesach Sheni. Anyway, Karm Pesach. Hayu Harei Shahu Yisrael Mechsa Torah and Mechsa Tumayin. If you got 50-50 in terms of Kaiso, we know you're not allowed to do the Pesach and Tumah, but if Tumah is Hutra with Tzibor, so if you have the majority of them are Tumah, then you're allowed to go and bring it. What happens if you got 50-50? Then what happens? Rav Amar Mechsa Mechsa Karov. He says it's 50-50 is like Rov, Kit Rov. Rashi says, Utahar, Mosin, Atzman, Bitaira. And the Torah people should do like Bitaira. Mitamin, Osin, Atzman, Bitumah. Below midchu lepesach sheni ki yechidin, they're not considered knocked off like yechidin. They're considered like the rove there. For if kahana amar mechsa mechsa ino karov, the mechsa was not like rove. Rashi says v'nichna tameim l'sheni go to pesach sheni. Also my time of the rav. What's the reason over there by the pesach sheni for rav that he treats the contaminated half, the tame half, as a majority when he generally doesn't. We do say half as being majority. Tiksiv, because it says specifically by Pesach Sheni, ish ki yetame lenefesh, ish nidche, ve'ein sibor nidchem. It says ish, we'll make the, in the second month and the fourth day do the Karm Pesach, it's a, any man means an individual person, but not the sibor. Although Rav doesn't consider the contaminant half as the people as the rov, he does view it as more than just individuals. So, since the Torah says only individuals have Pesach Sheni, those contaminated, there's a contaminated one, they're going to bring their Pesach, their Karm Pesach on the 14th of Nisan. Says the Mishnah, Rovecha Be'of. Okay, we said the next thing is that the majority, if one cuts the majority of one of a bird, or the greater part of both of an animal, it's kosher. Tanina Chad Zimna. We ought to learn this. Once in the beginning of the Mishnah, where it said, Rubo shel echad kamo. And cutting the greater part of one pipe is considered like the entire. So why is it repeating itself? The Gemara says, Hakish Pashach. Amar Rav Hoshaya. Chada b'chulin v'chada b'kachim. One statement is saying, Shchita ba'al chulin. And what's the Gemara kachim? What's we need to say in both cases. The Ashmin of Chulin is just what he said about the case of Chul, whoa, and if you do the majority of it, then it's considered like you did that, doing Rove. If you just would have said that by Chulin, Hasam Hu Desagi Beruba, that's where I would say it's good when it's Rove. We shouldn't allow the Damutzarch, since the Shochet doesn't need the animal's blood. Have a Kachem when it comes to Kachem, the Damutzarch, he needs animal's blood, right? Just for Zrika, in order to go to throw the Dam. I would say it's not enough just to have rove. You're going to have all of it, the entirety. And if you just would have said it by kachim, if we just would have said it by kachim, mishum de ledamutzach, since he needs it for the dam, I would say that only there is majority necessary. Avachulin, deladam lo tzarech, ima bepalgas hagelitz. Even good enough just to have half. Kamashmal, and if you have to teach, they have to do the majority of it in both cases. Okay. Hey bechulin vehei bekachim. Okay, so now we know that one's with chulin and one is with kachim. Hey bechulin bekachim. Which one is which? Amar Rav Kahana mistabra reisha bechulin. It makes sense to say that the first part of the Mishnah is talking about chulin. Vesefa bekachim, sefa bekachim. Mimai. How do we know? Mikatania shochet. For the fact that it says it starts by saying ha shochet, then visa kataitech reisha bekachim. If you want to say that the reisha is bekachim, hamolik mibaylei. What it said hamolik. Because, you know, the bird. What up, Malika? Elamai. 1 second. Safe of a kachim. You want to say the safest kachim? Shritasuk shera. It should say Malikasuk shera mi baile. So it said Malika is going to be kasher. Holokasha. Adi. The tane. Adi. The salak. And behema. Since the tana left off discussing a behema. Tana nami shrita shera. So therefore, it also ended up by saying the lashon of shchita is ksira. El reisha, but in reference to the reisha, michti al ofkai, where it says like if somebody went ahead and shechted michti al ofkai, since those are talking about of, isak adaitach bekachim. If you want to say that talking about kachim, hamolik mi bayile, it should have said hamolik. So since it said if someone shechs, then the case has to be talking about a chulin dika chicken. Rav Shimi, Bar Ashi Amar, Risha Bechulin, Mehacha. There we know the Risha Bechulin. That is, the Ketani. Echad Be'of. The Ketani, Echad Be'of. The Mishnah said if somebody shechted by cutting one of the pipes of a bird, V'yisakadaytuch Bekachim, and if you thought that it's talking about Kachim, Ha'ika Olasa'of. There's a case of the Tana couldn't speak only of just one pipe being cut because we have the Olasov, the Paishnei Simanim, and these have two Simanim. So therefore, the first part of the Mishnah is speaking about Chulin, and then the Sefer is talking about Kachim. Elamai, Sefer B'Kachim, or Sefer B'Kachim, Rov Echad Ba'of, Ha'ika Olasov, the Paishnei Simanim, my Rov Echad, was Rov Echad, Rov Kol Echad Ve'Echad, it means Rov each one of them. But then who the listening rove shnayim, and it also makes sense for the mission to state that if somebody shechts the greater part of both simanim of a bird, given the ikachata, since we have the case of the chata, the sagli bechad simen, that's good enough with the one simen. Therefore, it didn't write in a straightforward manner because you have to leave it open for that also in a way that it can deal not only with it all, but also with the chatas. Papa Amar, Reisha v'chulin mehacha. Atari know that the Reisha is talking about chulin from the following. The Ketani of Yehuda Omer, Yehuda said, Ad sheyishchot esavriden, right? We know that the chicken and the birds are not going to be, bird is not going to be a mutter until, unless he also cut the vridim at the same time of the shechita. Plige rabbanan alein, the chamim argue with him. Iham ar bishlam v'chulin. If you say that the first part of the Mishnah is talking about chulin, shapir, right? So then it makes sense that the Chachamim would argue to be with this din. Eliyahu v'kachim. If you want to say that the first part of the Mishnah is talking about kachim, amai pligi rabbanon alei? Then why would the rabbanon argue? Hu atzmu ladam utzarech. The very purpose of the shechita is to get the dam, which is necessary, right, for the karbon. Certainly, the Chachamim would agree that a carbon's vridim should be cut at the time of the shechita in order to get as much blood from the lifeblood as possible for throwing in the mizbeach. So therefore, we can come out that the first part of the Mishnah is talking about chulin, and the second is the sefer is talking about kachim. Number four, Rav Ashi Amar Sefer B'Kachim Recha. How do we say B'Kachim? For the following, the Ketanim we learned in a we have the Mishnah. That a shochet shnei rashayim ke'echad shchitas k'sher. If somebody shechs two heads at once, a shchita is good. You have two animals sitting side by side, and one shechted them with the same stroke of the knife. They just go straight across. A shochet they have an in the chetchila lo. When it says hashochet, it comes out to mean b'diavad lechetchila not. Yamar bishlam v'kachim. If okay, it's going to be good, right? It's good if you say that the Mishnah is talking about kachim, hainu de lechatchila lo. That's why it says that shechting two animals with one stroke is not shouldn't be done. Mishnah de ketani, Rav Yosef says tisbach. Pasuk says you shall shecht. Shlo yeshnayim shochten zevach echad. two people should not shecht one carbon. Tisbechuhu, and then when it says you shall slaughter, it's telling us that shaloye echad shochet shlizvachim, should have one person shecht two at the same time. And v'amar of Kahana tisbechehu ksev says tisbechehu. Rav Kahana gezocht that the word should be read tisbechehu. Tisbechehu. Ela'iya amar b'chulin, but if you want to say the Mishnah talking about chulin, afilu chatchila lo, then it should have been, we should pass that shechting two animals at one is going to be good, even lechatchila, since the Isser against doing so is only to animal karbonos, since the Mishnah did not say that, and since it's din, immediately follows the second statement of the din, that v'alacha, that severing the grating part of the pipe is going to be v'al shechita. V'raya, the second statement is talking about kachim v'af. Rish Lakish, af from Shimon Lakish, savar. Reisha b'chulu sefer b'kachim. Then Rish Shimon Lakish, me'acher, shoshaninu, rubo shalecha kamo. Once you said rubo shalecha kamo, lama shaninu, why don't we teach that? Rubo shalecha kamo, rubo shalecha b'behima. Why don't we teach that? Lefisha shaninu, because we were taught in a different Mishnah, which discusses one of the things that's done by the Kohen Gadol Yom Kippur, he view lo as a tamid. They brought the daily tamid to the Kohen Gadol. This is now referencing a Gemara that's found in Yuma, that Kartu America Acher Shchitas al Yado, he would make the cut. This is, we know, the Kohen Gadol had to do the entire Voda on Yom Kippur. So when he did the cut, and he had to receive the dam as well, what would happen, that Umerik Acher Shchitas al Yado, that he made the cut, and another would complete the shechita afterwards. He would do rove of it, because he had to then go all of a sudden and catch the dam. Yochel lo merik yehei pasul. So you would think that if he didn't complete, the carbon would be no good, because about such a thing, severing only the greater parts of it, is going to be insufficient. L'kach sheninu, in order to not think such a thing, therefore we say, yochel lo merik yehei pasul, like what we just say, it says another coin is to complete the shechita. So you would think that he didn't, that if he didn't complete it, then it would be no good. L'kach sheninu rov echad v'olf rov shnayim b'behema. Okay. Marmar. Lach yochel lo mer kei pasul. You would think that if he wouldn't do it, it would be pasul. Beep, turn the page. Chavtes on the base. Im kein havi le'avodah ba'acher. If so, then finishing this off of the thing would be finishing the Yom Kippur service by another one, another person, other than the Kohen Gadol, which would be no good. All these things are done only kosher through the Kohen Gadol. So if that's the case, then clearly we would not say, right, the fact that he didn't go and finish off is not going to invalidate it. So we wouldn't learn out from the Mishnah and Yuma that if the shechita of a Kaddish animals, both pipes, has to be entirely severed. So there's no need for our Mishnah to teach in the Sefer that doing the greater parts of it is going to be enough. So what do we don't need that. This is what it means to say, Yachol Yehei Pasul. Maybe think of another coin didn't complete the Kohen Gadol Shechita, the offering would be invalid. Midarbanan. Sakatel Chamina Ikab Sum Midarbanan. For it would enter your mind to say that since they were not entirely severed, then therefore there's a problem. A psul, at least midarbanan. L'kach shenina, therefore, we learn in the Mishnah's conclusion about all consecrated animals, rov echad be'of, v'rov shnayim be'behema. One does the majority with an oaf, and one with two with a behema, it's going to be good, even midirabanan. In fact, the Gemara, mi'achad afilu psula midirabanan leka, lama li lamarik. Then why do I have to go ahead and finish it off? Why do you need... In Yuma, do we say another Kohen goes finishes off the Shechita? But the Gemara Mitzvah Lamarik, the Mitzvah, the Shechita itself is not a problem. There's a separate Mitzvah over here, the Shechita, in order to get a good amount of Dam for the Zrika, they go and they do that. But, says Rashi, Mishum Dam, no reason here is because of blood. Okay, I'm Rav Shimon ben Lakish. Mishum Levi Saba. Eina l'shchita l'b'sof. Shchita is only shechita at the very end. Because that before it is not called shechita. V'yochan amar, yesh shechita mitchila v'atzof. No, shechita is mitchila v'atzof from the beginning until the very end. Where do we see this Gemara? This one came up in Zvachim and in Psachim and in Bava Kama. Okay. Amar Rav Akol Modem Echad Shachat Simen Echad Over Yilchavim. Everyone agrees that if you have a guy, he goes ahead and he cuts one of the pipes. Simen Echad Yisrael, one of them done by a Jew. Shibsulat Pasol. Shari Nasib Ba Maisa Trefa Biyarim Kachavim. Because there was a Trefa act was done by an Avodah Zarenik. But Olas Ha'of Nami, in the case of Olas Ha'of as well, same idea, that Heichad the Malik Simen Echad Lamata V'Simen Echad Lamayla, where the coin does a Malika on one pipe below the Chutah Sikra and one above the red line, Psula, even Levi is going to say that it's going to be Pasul. Shari Asa B'Maisa Chatas Ha'of. Lamata, he did the chatzov down underneath the chutzik in a place that's not set for the malika of the olas ha'of. Lo nechiku. So where is our argument? Only arguing he did one simon outside of the base of Mikdash. There's our for simon echad b'fim, one inside. Lamata, I mean, yishal chitam b'chidah v'sos. When he says it from the beginning to the end, mechayev. We're gonna mechayev. There's gonna be mechayev for shechting something outside of the mizbeach, outside of the base of Mikdash. Lamad Dalma Ainulish Kadilla Basof, it's only at the end. Lamad Chayiv is not going to be Chayiv for shechting it outside because he did the second one when he's already inside. Now, says the Gemara, Amalei Rava Barshimi, Mar Lo Amar Hachi, Mar Lo Amar Hachi, Mar did not explain the Machlokas like this. Umanu Rav Yosef, who's talking about Rav Yosef, Heichad Shachat Semerecha Bechutz, where one Shep did one simon outside of the Azara, right, the Olas Ha'of, for simon Echad B'fnim, Nami Pasul. Even Levi is going to say, when we stop, it's going to be Pasul. Sharei also B'maisa Chatas Ha'of, he did a Masa Chatas B'chutz outside. Lo Nachi Kuelik Yom Shishachat Miyot Simonim B'chutz, the only Mechalokas is where he did a Miyot of the Simonim that was done outside, Gemara B'fnim, and then he finished the Shechita inside. Laman da Amar Yeshna Lashita Michael Zof Mechayev. Then we're going to Mechayev. Laman da Amar Eina Lashita Lavasof Lo Mechayev. When it says that it's only at the end, Lo Mechayev, the Shechita, the Shochet is not going to be Chayev because he wasn't legally engaged in Shechita when he did the lesser part of the thing outside. Masav Rabizera, Kola Sukin, Apara. The Mishnah says that all of the participants of Mishnah and Para. In any part of the paraduma, mitchila v'ad sof, from the beginning to the end, mitan meganim, their clothing are tamei, uposan osab b'vlach acheres, they're going to invalidate the paraduma by doing another thing at the same time of it, right? So someone's shechting the paraduma and he's cutting a gourd with one stroke of the same knife, and he's going to passel it. Erev ha'psul b'shchitasa, Bein kol psula bein la'achar psula. If you had a psul that fell in the camp of the paraduma during the shechita, and this is bein kol psula bein la'achar psula, this is whether the person who was involved with this was before it became psula after, eina mitama begadim, the para does not cause this person to tame his clothing. But let's say the invalidation happened during the sprinkling, so then, right, if during the sprinkling of the cow's blood, seven times towards the Olamoid, then what happened? There was a problem then. Kodem psula mitam begadim. Person who served before its invalidation is mitam his clothing. Lacha psula eina mitam begadim. Afterwards, it's not going to be mitam the begadim. Vi amar. Now, if you say that yeshna shchita mitchilah v'atzof, let the Tana also, you know, argue even about the Shechita itself and say like this, Eirab HaPsul B'Shechita, if you have a Psul that fell during Shechita, Kodom Psul HaMetam HaBegadim, person who served before the Paraduma's Psul is going to metam his clothing, right? And that is because according to Rabbi Yochanan, he was doing an act of Shechita from the beginning. L'Acher Psul HaMetam HaBegadim, a person who
who served after the psul is not matana d'ganim. Rather than making the machlokas about the tumah because of the sprinkling stuff, let's say in regard to the shechita itself. Amar Rava, Rava says, niskalkala shechita karmart. Speaking of a case where the shechita was ruined by the paradumas becoming an avail at the time. Shiny awesome, that case is different. The Gilei Milsa L'Mefreya, because it retroactively comes out, the lav shechita he klal. At the initial severing wasn't considered shechita at all. Therefore, any service that happened before this invalidation of slaughter does not contaminate the one who's serving. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to wish all you all a great, great day.